Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Monday night at 9:30 Pacific Time. Glad you can join us tonight. Once again, if you can't listen live, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com and punch in NWAC South Fast Break Show, and you'll get every single show that we have ever done. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. And also, we talked to four great coaches who are not only outstanding human beings, but they're outstanding basketball coaches as well. And as I always say, they're shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. Hey, don't forget the Max Hoops. www.maxhoops.com, the big showcase at the Eastmoreland Courts. I have quite a history there because I played a ton of golf on the fourth green, which is adjacent to the Eastmoreland Courts at Eastmoreland Golf Course. But that is on April 10th. It's going to be a huge show. At least 25 coaches will be present. What a day that's going to be. And it's always a good day for Trevor Hopp, the head coach of Southwestern Oregon Community College. Trevor, how are you doing tonight?
No doubt. It's a great day. I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. And by the way, Trevor, have you seen a few games lately?
I've been watching a lot of games. Yes, I have, whether it be the NWAC All-Star Game, some Division II games, high school games, and obviously some Division I games on TV. So been watching a lot of hoops lately.
And that is always fun, and we would be totally remiss, Trevor, if we didn't give a big shout-out to Spokane Community College, Jeremy Groth, for him winning the NWAC Men's Championship, and Greg Sheely at Lake Community College winning the women's championship. That's quite a feat. Yep. And congrats to both of them.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we had the pleasure of playing Spokane three times this year. We ended up playing them early in the Lower Columbia tournament right after Thanksgiving. We turned around and played them 2 weeks later at the Dale Bates tournament at Lane, and then played them the following week in the crossover tournament. So we were pretty familiar with Spokane. They beat us all three times. I think we played them tough two out of the three times, and that was a nice ball club. And I, you know, playing them and seeing a lot of the other teams, I thought they had a chance. Jeremy does such a great job and is a class act 100%. And so really happy for him and his staff and those players. They deserved it. They were a real nice team this year.
Yeah, and you're right. They played good all year long. For your team next year, Trevor, what are your biggest needs that you can get in that playoff and championship tournament and win it all?
No doubt. You know, at our level, it's always a revolving door, whether it's, you know, just two-year college and, you know, sometimes freshmen don't always come back and things like that. So really we're looking at every position. You know, we need to get better and we need to get deeper. And so, you know, we could go 1 through 5 and say, yeah, we need somebody at this position and right on down the line. You know, we're happy with the guys we got coming back, but we definitely need to get some guys to help them. And, you know, so just about every position, really.
Trevor, I always think it's interesting to ask all the coaches, and I've asked you guys before, but I think it bears repeating. What are some intangibles you look at when you're recruiting players? Because I'll never forget talking to the great Eric Spoelstra, and he's telling me he loves to watch players when they're either 50 points ahead or 50 points ahead, because then are behind, because then you really see what they're like.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, there's something to be said. You know, it's easy to see a guy, hey, this guy can really shoot it, or this guy's athletic, or this guy's a good defender. You know, those things are pretty obvious. But, you know, how do they talk to their teammates? How do they accept coaching? What are they like when they get subbed out of the game? You know, how do they take those type of things? You know, reactions to officials' calls. You know, how they handle adversity, all that stuff. You really do. You got to look at that, and you got to say, hey, you know, can I coach this young man? Can I win with this guy? Can I lose with this guy? You know, is this somebody I want to be around? You know, and just having a positive attitude, which sometimes you can't always see that, but you kind of get a feel for it when you talk to him off the court and things like that. But, you know, just having a positive, upbeat attitude is an important thing also that I kind of look for.
Trevor, the reason I love doing programs with all of you guys that I do, and I do it with about 20 different coaches, but it's something you just said there, can I lose with this guy? And you know what? Everybody can be there in the great times, but when the bad times come, they better be supporting everyone.
No, it's important, you know. I mean, we lost some close games this year, and you know, how do guys respond, and how are they in the locker room, and how are they on the bus ride home, and hey, how are they going to respond on Monday when we come back for practice? And you know, this is a great thing about athletics, and you know, it's just, it teaches you know, how to bounce back, how to be resilient. And we were lucky to have some guys out there that kept coming back for more. And I appreciated just their work ethic and their commitment to each other and to me, and to keep working hard. And so, you know, we need to find more guys like that, and just some guys that are that want to be here and want to play and want to get better and want to get an education too. You know, those things all go hand in hand.
Trevor, I'm going to ask everybody tonight. I think all four of you have schools that are in great locations, and I'm not just saying that. There's some real advantages to being on the Oregon coast, especially the beauty.
Yeah, you know, we all have our unique calling cards or different advantages, and you know, for us, we love being down on the South Coast here. You know, we always talk about there's just a small town environment, but it's a great college feel with the on-campus housing and, you know, just our guys and the support around here and the backing of our school and community and people on campus. It's just a great place to be. And then you're right, you know, we have the beauty of the South Coast and man, there were some big waves out there this weekend out at Shore Acres and just stuff like that. That's pretty cool. And I know some of my players were actually out there looking and seeing some of that. And that's a pretty cool thing that they get out and get to see this part of the great state of Oregon.
Great job tonight leading us off per usual, Trevor. And we'll talk to you again next Monday night at 9:30.
Sounds great. Appreciate you having me on. Have a great week.
You betcha. That's Trevor Hopp, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Now let's swing up to Eugene, Oregon, and talk to Bruce Jopka, the head men's coach at Lane Community College. And, Bruce, congratulations to not only Jeremy Groth and the men's team at Spokane, but your women's team at Lane Community College won the NWAC championship. Congrats to them, and I know you know almost everybody associated with that team.
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me on. I'm driving south of Corvallis in a torrential rainstorm. I went to watch Western Oregon play UC San Diego tonight for the right to go to the Elite Eight, and I saw some good Southern region people there, and Brian Stamulicious and Clifford Wagner. I got to sit with those guys and basketball game. Western Oregon ended up winning, and they're going to go to the Elite NCAA Division II Elite Eight down in Frisco, Texas. Pretty cool stuff. So
very cool stuff. Your street cred dropped 78% sitting next to those guys or talking to them, Wagner and Stam. Bruce, you might have missed my comment about the congrats, but congrats to Lane Community College women's team, and you have a great association with the school, and you got to be proud.
Can you hear me?
I cannot hear you. I can hear your voice, but I can't hear you. I think we're losing you. I think we've got travel restrictions here. I think that we might be losing Bruce Jobka due to a heavy rainstorm and travel restrictions. You know, I'll tell you, this is a pretty big state. We should not be losing people on telephone calls.
Now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now, Bruce. I was saying congrats to – are you with me? Anyway, I can't hear Bruce. I apologize out there, and I apologize to Bruce. We can hear a little bit on there. Bruce, can you hear me?
Hello?
Bruce, can you hear me? Well,
you hear me now?
I'll tell you what. Yes, I can. Bruce, are you with us? Well, I'll tell you what. I think we're going to have to wait and hear Bruce next week. We always love hearing his thoughts, but we need to kind of move on because we're not connecting with him here. And I apologize to Bruce. I apologize to all the Lane Community College people and to everybody else out there. But we just couldn't hear Bruce. So we're going to go a little early to Tony Broaddus. Tony, how you doing tonight? The head men's coach at Portland Community College. And, of course, we would be remiss, as I said to Trevor, in not congratulating Spokane, the men's champions, and Lane, the women's champions.
No doubt, Greg. Glad to be on. Thanks again. And, congratulations to the Lane women for the championship. No doubt about that. It's an incredible accomplishment. And then Spokane men as well. And you know, I'm a Lane alum. So, if Portland can't win it, I like to see Lane do well.
Very good. And Tony, that's a great feeling winning the NWAC championship. As you well know, 2 years ago, about right now, you won one.
You're right. And that was a great time, real exciting for the community, for the school. But you know, Greg, I got to get something. We got to get back in the mix here because that's starting to fade away, and it drove me nuts to be on the outside looking in this year. But it was a tough year and had a lot of fun. But yeah, that's an incredible accomplishment, and we expect to be back in the mix next year.
Yeah, Tony, and only Jerry Campbell could laugh at this because he knew him well. But my band teacher at Cleveland High School was the first person I ever said or heard say, "You're only as good as your next performance." So it's so true in everything.
And no doubt. And, you know, it's funny. I'm having dinner with my good buddy Jerry Campbell tomorrow night, so I will bring that up to him.
Please tell him hello. One of my favorite people, not only in the game of basketball but in life, of all time. Tony, I was talking to Trevor, and I would ask Bruce the same thing if we could have connected with him, but all four of you kind of have advantages to your locations as schools, and I think that's pretty terrific. Portland, Oregon's a great place to be. A lot of hotbed of athletic companies and a lot to do.
No doubt. We feel like Portland Community College is a great place to be, you know, for education reasons, but also just the logistics of the school. We got five campuses, and they're all right in the heart of the city, and in particular our Cascade campus where we play our games and practice. It's just so centrally located to everything. You know, you can go see a University of Portland game, Portland State right around the corner, Concordia. And then at the same time, those coaches can come see you real easily since you're just up the street. So there's a lot of benefits to it, and I think that's one of them for sure.
Tony, what are you keying in and zeroing in on your needs for next year? Besides it, and I know as you would say, winning more ball games, but beyond that, to get back to winning the championship, what needs to happen? What do you need to find out there on the recruiting trail?
Well, we got to get some guards. We've got a really nice front line coming back with 6'8", 6'7", 6'8", three guys. One was a redshirt, so we'll have plenty of size. We just got to get some shooters, some dead-eye outside three-point shooters and a couple guards, and we've got our eyes on a few. We feel like we're in a good situation recruiting-wise, and we just got to fill those needs. And then we got to stay healthy. You know, our last 2 years we've had some injuries that I don't know why, you know. And we've got them doing some conditioning and some strengthening, different programs to try to help eliminate some of those injuries. But I'm just starting to think it's just a wave that happens sometimes, and it's not a whole lot you can do about it, but just have your team prepared to withstand if somebody goes down. And this year we didn't do a real good job of that.
And quite frankly, you have a great trainer over there that works with your team. I've had a couple nice discussions with him and really knowledgeable and seems to really know what he's doing. So that's obviously got to be a big help in hoping to prevent injuries.
Oh, most definitely. Ken Becker does a really good job. He's our trainer. But, you know, even still, just one guy, you know, it should be nice. And he's not full-time. It'd be nice to have him full-time and maybe even a couple people. But it is what it is at the junior college level. We all know that. And we just keep working at it. But I am excited about the guys we have coming back and the work that we're putting in. We just finished up our checkout meetings where we meet with each player and talk about the season and then go over their goals, academic goals for the spring, and then also what we want them to be working on basketball-wise. And we just had those, and those went really well. So I'm excited.
Tony, when you're out recruiting players and looking at games and stuff away from your team, I know that obviously you're looking at the skill level of players and your needs, but what are the intangibles that you look at in a basketball player?
Well, I'm the type of coach that I like to get there early. If I'm going to recruit a guy or look at a guy that we're going to potentially recruit, I want to watch him from warm-ups when they first come on the floor. Is he a serious business guy, or is he a guy who's goofing around and talking to friends in the stands and all that stuff? I don't really have a lot of patience for that kind of stuff, so I'm looking for guys who take the game really serious. And that doesn't mean they're not going to have some fun out there and, you know, smile and high five and jump up and do those body high fives or whatever, but they've got to be serious, you know what I mean? You can't be laughing and playing horse playing around, you know, that just drives me nuts. But those are probably the main thing I look for. And then a guy who, when there's a timeout, you know, when the coach is talking, is the guy you're looking at, is he engaged in that huddle, or is he on the outside not even paying attention? You know, those little things like that I pay real close attention to.
It's an exciting time for basketball, and I got to think I'm a big believer that when teams in your state, like Oregon, the college teams, the pro teams, an NWAC team does really well, that as a person, that would fire me up and get me excited about doing well next year.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. But it's a lot of fun, and I'm sitting here doing my bracket right now. This one's as wide open as any as I've ever seen. I just have a feeling that it's not going to be one of these big names to win the championship this year like everyone's thinking. I think we're going to get a mid-major or someone else. I'm excited.
Now, Tony, do you realize that on August 13th of 2015, all documented, I went on the Brian Wheeler program, the great Brian Wheeler, voice of the Blazers, and I said on that program, his radio talk show, that the Oregon Ducks would make the Final Four in 2016. They would be a number one seed, and the Oregon State Beavers would get to the tourney for the first time since 1990 and be a 7 seed. How do you like those predictions, Tony?
That's pretty impressive, Greg. If you were able to pull that one, man, if you saw that coming, that's really good. I mean, but I saw the Ducks really good,
you know, and I think that's really good. Hey, in conclusion tonight, Tony, just take us out with it was a very good year for the NWAC. A few changes happened, a different playoff format, but, you know, quite frankly, I'm in a little quite withdrawal. I'm ready to go for next year right now.
Well, I don't know if you might be the only one, Greg. So some of us need a little breather, a little break, me included. So I had a lot of fun. It was a great season, a lot of highlights, a lot of memories, but I'm going to take some time off and recharge my batteries.
Very good. You deserve it. Hey, great to have you on the program since day one, Tony. We'll talk to you again next Monday night.
All right, good. Take care. Thanks for having me.
That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach of Portland Community College. Now let's go out to Cliff Wagner in beautiful Oregon City, Oregon, where he is just beginning his 41st year of coaching basketball. And, Cliff, how are you tonight? And obviously, you're on a campus that has a lot of advantages and beauty and everything like the rest of the schools.
Yeah, we love our campus at Clackamas, and we think it's the best. We think it's the best school. We think we have the best program, the best location, plenty of free parking, great academics, great support system. So we're very pleased with our location. You're close enough to be out in the country in 10 minutes, and you're close enough to be downtown Portland in 15 minutes. So we think it's a pretty ideal location for the best of all those worlds.
And also, if you can't find it, don't go.
Yeah, it's about as easy to get to as it gets.
Yeah, no question. Cliff, obviously a big congrats. And you are not only so talented as a coach, but you're a basketball guy and you're a totally supporter of the NWAC. Congrats to Spokane. You know Jeremy Groth very well. And to Lane Community College winning the women's.
Well, sure. Congratulations to Greg Sheely. He's a great coach. He's done it a number of times and just has built a powerhouse at Lane. And I'd also love to get a shout-out to Jeremy Groth and all the Spokane players and coaches. Jeremy's one of my favorite people. He's one of the really, really bright young coaches in the NWAC. And, just a great guy and a class act. And I came across him as a player back in 2001, 2002. He was a great player in the NWAC then, and it's nice to see him bring that success to the coaching level and the great job he did. And they really played well from start to finish. I think over the course of the season, from day one to the end, they played the most consistently solid basketball. So hats off to them and congrats.
Yeah, very well said, Cliff. They earned it. They were consistent throughout the year. For you to get, I asked you this last night, but we have a totally different group of listeners always on this show, for the Clackamas Cougars to get in that championship trophy into your trophy case, what needs to happen next year in your opinion?
Well, we just need to plug a few holes. We were very young. We had 8 freshmen on our roster. We redshirted 3 freshmen, so we've got 11 pretty good players eligible to be returned. We're also on top looking at some of the best players in the state. Brian Stamm and I have been to state tournaments. We've been recruiting at high school games all season long. And so we're ready to sit down and make our finalized list of kids by position and go after the best kids that we think we can get at each position. And that being said, I feel like we don't need to do anything much different than what we've been doing. We feel like this past season we recruited a team and we had the pieces there that could have played for a league title and an NWAC championship, and we didn't get it done because kids didn't fit together as well as we needed to. So that's one of those intangibles coaches always talk about is teamsmanship, sportsmanship, how you're going to fit in on a team. And we didn't do that so well this year. So that's what we're looking to change next year most of all.
And Cliff, I would be remiss. Congrats to your alma mater, Western Oregon. I know you were at the game along with your great assistant, Brian Stams, for making it to the Elite Eight in Jim Shaw's first year as being a head coach. And also a great job by the Wolves.
Yeah, and it was great to be down there. It was really, really a good ball game. It was close from start to finish, and Western wound up scoring the last 6 points to win the ball game. And just a great atmosphere. For me personally, it was a tremendous thrill to be back in the same building where I played my college basketball and be on that same floor. And that was just fun being there and seeing how much the program had come since my playing days, and the kind of crowd they had there, and the great job Jim Shaw has done bringing back Jimbo Tan and his really good deep staff of coaches and really nice roster of pretty much all Oregon kids, by the way, and a great showing at that Elite Eight tournament and onto the National Elite Eight now.
Cliff, I marvel at you because I know you fairly well. I marvel at you, 41 years of coaching. You don't miss a beat on anything. What keeps you going?
Well, my heart keeps beating, Greg. What keeps me going? I love basketball. I feel like I love basketball more than anybody I know loves basketball, and it's always been that way. It's been a lifelong addiction for me since I watched my first college basketball game. I was 11 years old. I watched the UCLA Bruins win, I think, maybe their second national championship. And it was just such a thrill to see this game on this tiny, small, black and white screen, but this poetic version of this game. I just fell in love with it, and I've always loved basketball, and I really, really love to see it played right. So having kids play intelligent basketball, making good decisions, executing plays together, being smart, not turning it over, playing great basketball together, I just love it at any level. And tonight it was a D2 playoff game, just beautiful basketball to watch. And NWAC basketball, when it's really good, beautiful basketball. So that's what keeps it going. I the basketball excites me, and I've loved working with kids all my life too. This is 41 years of working with young people coming up.
And Cliff, in conclusion, when you're out watching a game and somebody, a player knows that you're there, if they don't know you're there, what have they better be doing in the intangible sides besides having a good skill level?
Well, I like to see how the kid is as a teammate. I like to get a feel for how he is with his coaches, how is he with his teammates. I like to get a feel for how he reacts to success and how he reacts to adversity. Those are intangibles for me to kind of get a feeling about how the kid is going to be the coach. How does he react when his coach gets on him for making a mistake? Those kind of things. Basketball is a lot like theater. And the emotions that you show on the court emulate actors performing on stage. And you have to control those emotions, and you have to be able to shed the moment and go forward and do it in a positive way. And those are the things that you try to get a feel of for kids. You've watched their skill set. You know if they can shoot it. You know if they can defend. You know if they can rebound. But the little things, the intangibles, how's he going to be at the next level? How's he going to handle coaching? How's he going to be as a teammate? Those are the things that we try to hone in on.
Very good, Cliff Wagner. I'm happy for your alma mater. I'm happy to know you. Great job tonight. We'll talk to you Sunday night on the Portland Metro Small College Hoop Show. Have a safe drive home.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for everything. And basketball, thanks you too.
You betcha. That's Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College, Oregon City, Oregon. Thanks for listening tonight, everybody, and don't forget to make your free throws. Stay safe out there.